I think it's only right to appreciate what Hakel does and the chshivas of such a gathering early in the morning on a day when a person is off from business. The two mamorim that I think are appropriate to such a moment. Rav Tzadik HaKohen brings a Mishnah and learns from a Mishnah a beautiful limit. The Mishnah tells us in Kelim, Kol Shebe Yam Toer. Every creature in the Yam is Toer, Chutz Mi Kelev Yam. Except for a Kelev Yam, why is a Kelev Yam Tomei? Because in Eis Tzara he runs to Yabosha. When there's an Eis Tzara, the Kelev Yam runs to Yabosha. So he's not called a creature of the Yam. He belongs to the Yabosha, and therefore he's Mekabel Tomei. Rav Tzadik HaKohen has a list of certain limudim that he has from certain chazal. From this chazal he learns, where does a person belong? What is the proof of where a person's true place of where he belongs is where a person runs based tzara. Rav Tzadik says that a person could be all times look like he is in a person of Olam Hazeh Kenyanim. But when a person has an Eis Tzara, he runs to a Beis Medrash to take a Tillim in his hand. He runs to a Beis Medrash to open up a Gemara. That is the simon that the place where the person belongs is in the Beis Medrash. That's where his true life is. More than that, I saw yesterday a Dover Nifle, Rabbi Yosef Engel, Pshatna Mishnah in Baba Basra. The Mishnah in Baba Basra, Daf Hei, talks about a din of Makif and Nikif. The Mishnah tells us that when somebody surrounds his chaver from three sides, it's megalgal nol of his hakel. Because his goledate, he showed that nichale, he is happy to have a wall between him and his chaver, and therefore you megalgal nol of his hakel. He's mechuyif to pay for all four walls. Rabbi Yosef Engel in Gilyonei Hashas brings that he saw in a sefer a limud from this Gemara, and he uses the limud Lekaf Chayv, and I think we can use the same limud Lekaf Tzchus. He uses the limud Lekaf Chayv, and he says that a person is Osuk Bipanosa, a person is Osuk to bring Panosa to his house, and he has extra time, and he doesn't use it for learning. It's Chasr Sholem Megalgal Nol of his Hakoel. Because it's Goledate de Nichele not to learn. It's Goledate de Nichele to do other things. And therefore, is Megalgal of Zakoel, even at the time that he's Torah and Panosa, is Megalgal of Zakoel for Bittel Torah. I think that we have to say Mid Tevur Meruba and use this word of Rabbi Yosef Engel, Litzada Teif. Megalgal of Zakoel, a person that they off from work. And there is so much that today's day style life offers that a person could do with his free time. And a person takes his free time to go to a shir. Person takes his free time to learn Torah. Person takes his free time to hear a good word. It's megalgal nol of its hakel. All the time that a person is Torah and Panosa becomes a chelik of Torah. Because he's megaladas de nichale. He's megaladas that his true nechusa, his true freedom, his true happiness is to be in a Beis Medrash. That time that he's not in a Beis Medrash is only bal karchai. And therefore it's megalgal nol of its hakel. He takes the schar of even of the time that he's also kampanosa becomes as if he's also kid teire. Let us try to understand the meaning of the mourning of the 3 weeks, the bechiyah of the 3 weeks. I think there are two inyonim that I want to bring out. What the inyon is of bechi? What is the inyon of mourning, crying over churban bezmanenu? What is the chiyuv of mourning? What is the meaning of mourning? And how is that a kapara? How is that a tikkun of churban? Tomorrow is Yudzayim Betamuz. As we will say in Slichas tomorrow, we will know that the first thing that happened on Yudzayim Betamuz was Nishtabru Aluches. Yudzayim Betamuz was the day of Chet HaEgel. And afterwards, on this day, there happened more tzaras. As we see always in Klal Yisrael, there are days that are day that have in it a netiya lera. There are days that b'shershom happened bad things, and repeatedly on the same day there happened other bad things. The shirish of Yudzayim Betamuz was the Chet HaEgel. Tisha B'Av was also a shirish. Chazal tell us that Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, Yaakov's Mulchama with Tzarei Shel Esav, where Tzarei Shel Esav had a begam in Yaakov Avinu, Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, was on Leil Tisha B'Av. Every day that we had Tzarei, always had a Mekir, a Sheirish. And when we want to discuss a day, when we want to see what a day is, we always have to go to the Sheirish of the day. And if the Sheirish of Yuzayim B'Tamid is Cheto Egel, to understand what Churb Mamigdish is, we have to go back to Cheto Egel. And then we will understand what the 3 weeks are all about. What was Cheto Egel? What was the Sheirish of Cheto Egel? We look at Cheto Egel as Avodah Zarah. We look at Cheto Egel in a lot of different ways. I think that Cheto Egel had a different explanation. If we look in the Torah, what was the cause of Cheto Egel? Zeho ish Moshe lo yedanu meho yeloi. The cause of Cheto Egel was because Klal Yisrael gave up on Moshe Rabbeinu. Zeho ish Moshe lo yedanu meho yeloi. In other words, the Sheirish of Cheto Egel is Yiyush. The Sheirish of Cheto Egel was the despondence that Klal Yisrael had, the Yiyush that Klal Yisrael had, that they gave up hope that Moshe Rabbeinu will never come down again. That's Zer Ish Moshe Lo Yedanu Mehoyeloi, which the Yetzer Hara does all kind of pu'ulis to bring Yiyush. Chazal tell us that the Yetzer Hara took and made a dimion of Mitosha Shal Moshe Pereach Ba'avi. Klal Yisrael was able to see that Moshe Rabbeinu was nostalgic. So strong is the Koich HaDimion of the Yetzer Hara to bring one thing to Klal Yisrael, to bring Yiyush to Klal Yisrael. Because the Yetzer Hara knows that the Sheirish of all Chatoim, the Sheirish of all Chet is Yiyush. The Sheirish of all Chet is giving up hope. When a person gives up hope, then the person is ready to do everything, because he has no more hope. If a person realizes that he still has hope, then the person will never do Chatoim. The Sheirish of Chet Egel, Chazal tell us, was Zeho Ish Moshe Lo Yedanu Me'oyeloi. Klal Yisrael gave up hope on Moshe Rabbeinu. Klal Yisrael saw they lost their goyel. They saw they lost their connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore they sought new ways. Let us understand. Let us look at a parasha of Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik. Yaakov Avinu, it says, Vayimo'ein Lisnachem. Yaakov Avinu lost Yosef HaTzadik for 22 years, is Vayimo'ein Lisnachem. Yosef HaTzadik had a nisoyin while he was in Mitzrayim. It says in the Torah that when she asked him to do an Aveira, it says, what is the Lashon HaTorah? Vayimo'ein Vayomar. It is not a coincidence that the word Vayimo'ein is used to be Meneya Yosef HaTzadik from an Aveira, which is the same words as Vayimo'ein Lisnachem. These two Vayimo'ins have a kesher one with another. What is the kesher? Chazal tell us that when Yosef HaTzadik had the Nisoyin, it was the Mus Aviv Niraloi. His father's the Mus was Niraloi, meaning that Yosef HaTzadik had a connection with Yaakov Avinu. And that connection that Yosef HaTzadik felt to Yaakov Avinu, that was Meneim from Chet. If Yaakov Avinu would have been Menachem, would have accepted Nechama, would have given up hope of ever finding Yosef HaTzadik, that connection between Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik wouldn't exist. The reason Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik remained connected was because Yaakov Avinu was Vayimo'ein Lisnachem. He didn't want to take Nechama. That Vayimo'ein Lisnachem caused the Vayimo'ein Vayomer. The Vayimo'ein Vayomer was only because there was a Vayimo'ein Lisnachem. If a person accepts Nechama, that means the person gives up hope. That means the person realizes, I have no connection, I have no more shaykhis to the person, therefore I don't cry anymore, therefore I accept Nechama. When a person is Vayimo'ein Lisnachem, it means that I accept that I will once again find the person. Bechiya in Klal Yisrael has only one meaning. There is no meaning of Bechiya from Atzvus. There is no meaning of Bechiya. There is no meaning to cry for no reason at all. The only meaning of Bechiya is because Klal Yisrael lives with a tikva. And from that tikva we have Bechiya. I think I asked the Godel Bisrael if this Rayon is true. He said you could say such a Rayon, and that's why I take the liberty to say it. That the only reason that there is an Inyan of Pchia and Ames, the only reason that we cry when a person is nostalgic from this world, is only because we believe Be'emunah Shleima that there's Tchias HaMeisim. If there would be no Tchias HaMeisim, there would be no reason to cry. Because we do not cry on something that there is no way to bring it back. We do not cry on something that we have no connection to it. It is only because when a person goes in this world, he's truly not leaving us. It's only Lishene Yafar, as the Gra says. The person is only in a matzav of Shina. The person is only in a matzav of sleep, Kaviyachol. And we truly still have a connection to the person. We are truly still connected to him because there's Tchias HaMeisim and there is no Nituk. There is no thing that we are taking away really from the person. Therefore, there is a mokim for Pchia. Pchia takes only because Vayimoyin Lisnachem, because we still feel a connection. When it comes the 3 weeks, we are going to be misakein the shirish of the chet of Sheva Asa B'Tamas. The shirish achet of Sheva Asa B'Tamas was the inyan of Yiyush. The inyan of Zeish Meshe Le'idanu Mehoyelei. The inyan of giving up hope. Klal Yisrael is 2,000 years in Golos, and Klal Yisrael still comes together in the 3 weeks and mourns on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Why do we mourn on Churban Beis HaMikdash? Because Vayimoyin Lisnachem. We don't want to take Nechama because we realize that it's not lost. We realize we still have a connection to it. We realize that we are still going to have a Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We realize the Beis HaMikdash is eternal. We realize that we still will be zeichet to a Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, there is a mokim for Pchi. Therefore, there is a mokim for mourning. Because if we be in the Chama, there is no mokim for mourning. The Vayimoyin Lisnachem, which keeps alive our connection with the Beis HaMikdash, which keeps alive our tikva that there is a Beis HaMikdash, that causes us the Pchi. That causes us the mourning of the 3 weeks. The more a person has tikva, the more a person feels a connection to the Beis HaMikdash, the more is the person's ability to mourn in the 3 weeks. If a person sees that he has a hardship in shedding a tear on the Beis HaMikdash, if a person sees he has a hardship in connecting himself with the minhagim of the 3 weeks which are based on mourning, that is because our connection with the Beis HaMikdash is getting weaker and weaker. And Chas V'Sholem, we are not anymore Vayimohin Lisnachem. We are not anymore Memayin ourselves from the Chama. We forgot our connection, then it's hard for us to shed a tear. But if we realize that the Beis HaMikdash is our life, we realize that Sassamit says a beautiful taich in the first words of the Eicha. Eicha Yoshva Bodot. Everybody says these words. But what is the taich of these words? What is the meaning of these words? Eicha, how can it be? Meaning, the Sassama says, that a person has to realize that when I'm missing the Beis HaMikdash, I am missing a piece of myself. I do not know how I could exist. I do not know how it's possible to exist. Eicha, how is it possible that I exist alone without a Beis HaMikdash? How is it that I could exist in Golos without a Beis HaMikdash? And the more a person feels this connection with the Beis HaMikdash, the more a person feels that the Beis HaMikdash is something that we will get back. The more a person has emunah, a true emunah, in Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, the more a person could cry on Chul HaMikdash, because he knows that it's not tears that he's shedding on something that's not here anymore. It's tears of hope. It's tears of tikva. It's tears that come from a tikva of binyan. Then the tears are true tears. Then the tears are the hepech of yiyush. Then the tears are tears of hope. The meaning of hope. The meaning of tikva. I think it's most appropriate to say over only a few words from the Ramchal, from the Baal Mesilas Yesharim. There's a sefer called Eitzreis HaRamchal. In page Resh Mem Vav in this sefer, there's a drush be'inyan ha-kivui. The Ramchal explains what kivui is, what tikva is, what the mile of tikva is. Tikva is the opposite of yiyush. Tikva means hope. Tikva means don't give up hope. Let us explain that tikva is truly emunah. Because you cannot have tikva if you don't have emunah. The proof of emunah is tikva. The proof of how much a person's emunah is true emunah is how much tikva a person has, how much hope a person has. When a person loses hope, it means that his emunah is missing. The more a person has emunah, the more a person knows what emunah means, that's the more tikva a person has. Let us read only a few shurais, what the Ramchal writes about tikva, and I really think that every single person should make a copy of this Drush Binyan Akivui and learn it from time to time, because it would give him a lot of hope and a lot of pesach of atzol in this world. Hamikave. Listen to words of a Ramchal. Hamikave, a person who lives with hope, which we say means he lives with true emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam, which causes them always never to leave the Ribbono Shel Olam, never to give up. Always he has hope. Hamikave. Afal pi sheyesh loy ma'at ma'isim tovim. This is what we're talking about, us and our dir. Who could say in this dir today that we have ma'isim tovim? Everybody knows that we are a dir dal. We are a very poor dir, a very poor generation. And what is our hope? The Ramchal tells us, Hamikave. Afal pi sheyesh loy ma'at ma'isim tovim. Lo yivash. I'm not mechadish that myself, the Ramchal says. It's a beferish posik. V'yodato ki ani Hashem, the posik tells us. Asher lo yivoshu koivoy. The people who are mekave to me will never be ashamed. V'zeh ki yesh ledal tikva. The dal, the person who's dal b'maisem tovim, always has hope. Why? Because he lives with tikva. But that is not enough. The Ramchal goes further. Ha mekave. The person who lives on this world with hope. The person who doesn't give up. The person who never gives up hope. Afila nichnis begehenem. Dvarim niflam admiyed. The person went through bezen shalmaila. The person already was nichnis to gehenem. He's already nichnis into the din of shamayim. Yoytse mimenu. He will go out of gehenem. Shenemar v'koyvei Hashem yachlifu koyach yalu ever. Listen to words what Ramchal says. This person's lying in Gehenna, Midr Rosh Aleinu. He's lying in Gehenna. What happens to him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meir Olof. V'kama Malachim El Yoinim Ois Itoi. HaMekave Mustalkim Imoy Lamala V'tikvosei Hitarosei. Dvarim Niflam. The person's Gehenna. The person was Gepaskint in Bezen Shomalo to have Gehenna. That is only for somebody that lives with Yiyush. That is only for somebody who gives up hope. A person who gives up hope, he will stay in Gehenna. The person who is a Mekave, the person who has hope, he will go out of Gehenna. The Ribbono Shel Olam will take him out, and that is the Kavana and the Pasuk, Yalu Eiver. They will fly out, Eiver Kanisharim, and they will leave Gehenna. Dvarim Nifloim, Atamtsis, of what the Ramchal says, Koyecha Kivu is. I think it's a beferish of Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash tells us that in Shleishis Yimei Afeilo, they died the Rishoim, according to one Chazal, four-fifths of Klal Yisrael, according to one Chazal, 49 Chalakim out of 50 of Klal Yisrael, died in Shleishis Yimei Afeilo. Chazal tells us all of Klal Yisrael was in Memtes Shari Tuma. Who died and who lived? Who went out of Yisrael and who died in Shlesh Shimei Afeila? Who is the Rasha that died in Shlesh Shimei Afeila? And who is the Tzaddik that went out? If everybody was in Shari Memtesh Shari Toma, Rashi says three words. Ve'enom Reitzim Lotzeth. Rashi says these Rishon that died in Shlesh Shimei Afeila were those that gave up hope. They didn't want to go out. Why didn't they want to go out? Because they had no tikva. They had no hope. They didn't have a emunah that the Rebbe Shem could take them out. They thought they are too far gone to be able to be taken out of Golis anymore. And those that were enom reitzim loses. Why were they in reitzim loses? Who wouldn't want to leave Mitzrayim? Those who gave up hope wouldn't want to leave Mitzrayim because they have no hope of leaving Mitzrayim. Those who have no hope have no tikva. But those who have hope, they could be a memtes sharituma and the Rebbe Shem will take them out of Mitzrayim. That is the limud, what tikva is. That is the limit what kivu is. That is the limit of what lishuoscha kivisi Hashem means. That if it's kivisi, I will have lishuoscha. I will have a Yeshua. And that is the crying of the 3 weeks. The crying of the 3 weeks comes from emunah. Comes from emunah. Emunah has three parts to it. Emunah has three parts. Chazal tell us, Raisa, Kutshibrichu, V'Yisrael Chadu. There is a segoil. There is a connection. V'Yisim L'Skula Mikolo Amem. You became a segoil. You became part of a connection of three. What three? Torah, the Ribbono Shel Olam, and Ayid. We have three emunos. A person has three emunos. He has three emunos that he has to have. He has to have emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he has to have emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam that the Ribbono Shel Olam is ready to be mekabel every single person. He has to have emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam's yodei pshuta lekabel shavim. A person can't have tikva if he doesn't believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is ready to accept him in any massive that a person is. A person can't have tikva if he doesn't believe in nitzchis ha-teira. And a person can't have a tikva if he doesn't have emunah in himself. If he doesn't have emunah in his own koyach. Emunah is begematria 102. There are two other words that are begematria 102 which tell us what emunah a person has to have. The Torah tells us, bonim atem l'shem elekeichem. Bonim is begematria 102. A person has to have emunah how choshev he is. A person has to have emunah that we are a ben melech. We belong to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And our av is rimrachman al benoy and will never leave his ben to get forlorn. He will never leave his ben to get lost. And memeila we all have tikva. If we believe that we are in bonim atem l'shem elekeichem, we'll have emunah in bonim, then we will have tikva in the Ribbono Shel Olam. If we will have emunah that when we say every day, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu, what is the kavanah Yid has to have when he says a baruch and he says the word Elokeinu? Elokeinu means the Elokim, the Ribbono Shel Olam who is Midas Hadin, the Ribbono Shel Olam who is Ilas Kol Ilos, the Ribbono Shel Olam where everything on the world comes from is Koyach Kol HaKoyachos. He's Elokeinu, he's Mashgiach Aleinu Beprotius. He's Mashgiach on ourselves, and every single Yid has Elokeinu, has the Ribbono Shel Olam that's Mashgiach on him, that looks down on him. Elokeinu is also begematria emunah. Because we have to have emunah in Elokeinu. We have to believe that we have a bezundere ashgocha, that we have a special ashgocha, but the Ribbono Shel Olam is mashgiach on all of us. And that will give us a tikva. These 3 weeks are a time when a person has to have tikva in the Ribbono Shel Olam. The opposite of the yish of Zeh Ish Moshe Lo Yedanu Meho Eloi. 2,000 years in Golus, and we didn't lose our tikva. 2,000 years in Golus, and we're still crying under the Beis HaMikdash. 2,000 years in Golus and Vayimoyin Lisnachem. And to tell you the truth, those who Vayimoyin Lisnachem when it comes to an Aveira can say Vayimoyin Vayoyimah. Those that are Menachem themselves and forget about the Beis HaMikdash and forget about the Ribbono Shel Olam, when it comes to Nisyonos that we live through in today's day and age, it is impossible for us to say Vayimoyin Vayoyimah. Why can a Yid say Vayimoyin Vayoyimah to what the street has to offer? How do we live in such a dirt that we live in and stay Erlich Yidin? Because we believe that any minute the Ribbono Shel Olam will bring the Geula. And how can I do an Aveira if any minute the Ribbono Shel Olam will bring the Geula? How can I let myself down if I believe that I still belong to the Ribbono Shel Olam? If I don't have the Vayimoyin Lisnachem, it is very hard to have the Vayimoyin Vayoyimah. The Vayimoyin Vayoyimah is a direct Toitzah. It comes straight out of the Vayimoyin Lisnachem. As much as a Yid is Vayimoyin Lisnachem, he doesn't want to take the Nechama on the Golus. He lives as a Golus Yid. He lives completely Mekusha to Ribbono Shel Olam, to the Beis HaMikdash, with a Tzipia Li Yeshua, with a Kivui. That's how much a person can say Vayimoyin Vayoyimah. That is one lesson of the Bechi of the 3 weeks. I think there's another Nekuda of the Bechi of the 3 weeks, which is something very negaya to our generation. Let us learn a pasuk in the Torah of what Chet HaEgel was. Let us see what the Torah tells us about Chet HaEgel, and we'll see something that we don't really understand. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Shemayim. The Ribbono Shel Olam told him that Klal Yisrael did a chet. The Ribbono Shel Olam told him that Klal Yisrael did a chet. He didn't break the luchas. The Torah doesn't tell us he broke the luchas. The Torah says, "Ve'isi etzama zed." The Ribbono Shel Olam tells him, "Vinam ksheyorefu va'ato anili," and he doesn't break the luchas. Va'yifen va'yered Moshe menahar u'shnei luchas ha'edus biyadai. he came down with the luchis, even though he knew that he did the chet to egel. Vayehi, the Torah tells us in Kapitel Lamed Beis Posik Yutes. Listen to a posik. Vayehi shekore korav el amachne. When Moshe came close to the machne, vayar and he saw eso egel umecheilos, vayicharaf Moshe, vayashlech miyodo vesaluchos. What happened? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't breathe the Ribono Shel Olam. He didn't know that they made an egel. What did he learn here in Kaposik Yutes that caused him? Vayashlech miyodo vesaluchos vayishabos imtakasahor. He had no emuna when the Ribono Shel Olam told him Klaus made an egel. He had to see it with his own eyes. You hear from the Ribono Shel Olam that there was an eagle, he threw down the luchos. The Sepurnu asks this question. Answers this question. The Sepurnu asks a different question. There's an extra word in this pasuk. I'm going to tell you what happened. Moshe Rabbeinu saw people are dining avodah zarah, and he saw they were dancing. Which thing is the davar chomer? He saw avodah zarah, he saw an eagle. What does the Torah tell us? If they saw an eagle, he saw mechaylos. The mechaylos is a problem after an eagle. Klal Yisrael was just by Matan Torah. The 40 days after Matan Torah, and they make an eagle. They're dealing away the Zara. That wasn't enough. Mechaylos. So the Sepurnu is ma'ir this question. And the Sepurnu says, Kisharoi some smechim bikilku. It's not enough. A person can do an Aveira. A person can do with an egel. But if he doesn't do it with simcha, there is still a Pesach for the person. Obek sheroi some smechim bilkilkul. He saw mecheilois, the Sepurna says. He saw they were happy with the kilkul sha'ozu. That's a very big problem. Bezeis katzef. That Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. V'noyosh, and that he gave up hope. That's why he knew he had to break the luchas. Sheyuchal esakinim ovois. He can't fix it anymore. So Sepurnu answers our question. Cheto egel? We know there's tshuva on the world. There's no reason to break luchos for a cheto egel. Why is there no reason to break luchos for cheto egel? Because there is tshuva. And a person does tshuva, he can get luchos again. There's no reason Moshe Rabbeinu should take the darg of luchos rishonos and break the egel just because they didn't have a desire. The Ribono Shel Olam is mekabel every person with tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu heard an eagle. I'm going to give the luchas anyway. There's no reason to break luchas. Umechaylois Moshe Rabbeinu heard. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that they were dancing. That's why I'm breaking the luchas. Simcha banaveira. That's why I'm breaking the luchas. There are two ways to understand this Sepurnu. There's one way to understand the Sepurnu, which I don't want to go into right now. I want to go into a different limud from this Sepurnu. A Sepurnu, if anything, I think that the Bri, the 3 weeks, can be heard as a tikkun of the simcha of the cheto egel. I think that we could say a pasuk, moitzi asirim b'cheshorois. Chazal tell us, b'cheshorois, al tikri b'cheshorois, el b'chi v'shirois. If you have simcha in the wrong place, that causes b'chi. If the simcha of the egel was the mecheilos, that was the shirish of cheto egel, the Sepurnu tells us, which he shows us, the pasuk tells us, then what is the tikkun of that simcha? The tikkun of that simcha is daiko with b'chi, daiko with crying. And that is why the 3 weeks have an inyan of b'chi to be misak in that simcha. And here I want to get to a point, which I think is very important, and I think it's important especially in the era of the 3 weeks. We are coming to 3 weeks, which we all are noyig not to listen to music these 3 weeks. And when 3 weeks a person goes away from his hergel of listening to music, I think it's the right time to appeal to a person that when he comes back to listen to music after the 3 weeks, he should make a shtikel bechina of the kind of music we are listening to. He should make a shtikel bechina of the music of our generation. I think that the mechaylos of the cheto egel have a very big kesher to the mechaylos of our generation. The mechaylos of our generation, the way of dancing of our generation, which the dances of our generation, le'aleinu ve'le'aleichem, are taken from the goyish diskotekten. The music of our generation, which has lost its whole tam of Jewish music, which the music of our generation, it has the tam of rock, pshuta kimashmoi. I think that it's time for us to make a little bit, to think about it a little. To think about it a little. What do we do with this music? How much do we make kalya with this music? How much are we ruining our kids? How much are we ruining the generation by giving them this music to listen to? Music is something that is so kotor. Music is something that has such a powerful koyach. The Ramban says, Dibur is kilmus halev. Dibur is the pen of the heart. So it says in Chayvus Havavos. Negino is kulmus haneshama. The negino is the pen of the neshama. Negino is from of the highest keiches hanefesh that a person has. With negino, a person's ma'ir is neshama. With negino, a person's ma'ir, the nimei hadakim is his neshama, and he can wake up his neshama to beautiful heights of ruchnis. But zelu ma'zeh osa elikim. If negino has such a keich hatev, negino has the same keich of destruction. Negino has the same keich of destruction of being able to destroy our kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam, of bringing us away from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Negino goes into the pnimius hanefesh, and when one listens to noises, which cannot be called as negina in ganzen, when one listens to noises which have no kesher to kedusha, which have a kesher to a different world altogether, which have a kesher to a world of taiva, which have a kesher of a world of being ma'ira taiva, those noises cause an esiris of taiva. Those noises cause an esiris of ra in a person, whether the person realizes it or not. And that is one of the reasons why the children of our generation have such hardness, yainis in our streets is because of the negina that they listen to. Because of the mechailos. Because of the dancing and the negina that they have, which causes them a richuk of kedusha. The 3 weeks is a time of pchi, is a time when we're going to be perish for 3 weeks from listening to music. When we go back to music after Tisha B'Av, I think we have to think about the churban of our batim. Not the churban of Beis HaMikdash, nor the churban of our own batim. One of the churbanis of our batim, one of the churbanis of the kedusha of our batim, are the CDs, the cassettes that lay in our house. If we will be mevar from our house, those cassettes and those CDs, which are not from a reich of Kedusha, which have noises which do not sound Yiddish, which are noises which do not be ma'ir Kedusha by a person, no, ma'ir other things by a person. Why don't we read what the Goyish scientists wrote in the 60s? What the Goyish scientists wrote in the 60s, it's a shot, I don't have the article in front of me. There was an article in the British Times, in the 1960s, when this new style of music came up and about, and it said that this music has a beastly sound, and it's ma'irer in a person, his chelik abahamis in a person, a guy was able to understand that in a person there's a chelik abahamis, a person has a nefesh abahamis. And when we sing beastly sounds, he wrote, we are ma'irer in ourselves, these beastly koiches in ourselves. And that leider has penetrated the machne of Yechazus HaCharedis. That has leider penetrated our machne and has caused that people have nisyonis that they never had in their life. And it's very, very possible that it's this music and these sounds that are causing these nisyonis. Let us go to the other explanation and end on a good note what the meaning of mecheilus is. We read a pasuk in this past week's Sedra, Lehibitov and Beyakov, Veleirom will be Israel, Hashem elekovimai, Vesruas melech boy. A posik which Mepharshim asked, Emir the Kikash on this posik. How can it be that we say under Rebbeinu Shlom, as Rashi writes, that he's Mevatran on the Averis of Eid, Koloime Akodesh Baruch Hu Vatranu, Yevatru Meoi. Rebbeinu Shlom said, Lehibitov and Beyakov, I don't look at the Averis of Eid. How can I not look at the Averis of Eid? We just said over at Sipurnu that says Mecheilos, they were besimcha when they made the eagle, they have no tikva. What does that mean? What is the meaning of the Sipurnu? Let us learn Sipurnu right. I'll say over a word of Yismach Meshe on the last pasuk in the first capital in Eicha. Hear me, Hanavi says to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Tovei kol ra'osam lefonecha. I ask for Rabbeinu Shalom, look at the Goyim, Tovei Kol Re'osam Lefanecha. And how does he end the Pasuk Yirmiyahu Hanavi? Ki Libi Davei V'Rabu An Chosei. V'Rabu An Chosei V'Libi Davei. What does he mean? The information says like this. Look at a Goy, the Rabbeinu Shalom. Look when a Goy does an Aveira. Look how a Goy does an Aveira. It's Kol Re'osam. He has no remorse when he does an Aveira. Nothing bothers him when he does an Aveira. He's completely Ra when he does an Aveira. He's taken by the Ra. He lives in the Aveira. He has nothing else. But look at a Yid. Look at the Neshama Tahira of a Yid. Look at a Yid. Even when he does an Aveira. Even when he falls through in the Nisyanis HaKoshim of our day. Obviously, the Yid gives the krechts even while he's doing the Aveira. It's Libi Davei. He soaks a brach that he does Davei. He can't enjoy Davei fully. He doesn't have full enjoyment of Davei because inside his heart is bothering him and he had the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's doing Faket and the Rebbeinu Shalom is Ratzon. There's a Sefer She'eris Yisrael from the Vlednik. Everybody knows there's a city in Russia called Vlednik where there lies a big tzaddik, which everybody, with a lot of people become geholfen by this cave. Even today, I was there 2 years ago. It's a mara nifle to see that in the morning there come hundreds of goyim from the city to be mispalled by the cave because they have a kabbalah that you can be helped by this cave. I saw it with my own eyes. I wouldn't believe it if somebody would tell it to me. Hundreds of goyim come every morning to be mispalled by the cave because they know that you can be geholfen by this cave. And he writes in his Sefer She'eris Yisrael, a taich in a posik in Tillim. David HaMelech says in Tillim, Hashem, Ribbeinu Shel Olam, Negdecha kol tavoisai. All my tavis on Negdecha are against you. Whatever I do because I want to do, because my heart desires, are Negdecha are against you. But I ask you one favor, Ribbeinu Shel Olam. Va'anchoisai mimcha loy nistara. The krechts that I give b'shas maisa, that should be loy nistara. Don't hide that from you. You should know at least that it's true that it's negdecha. It's true I give myself, I do what I want, I do what my heart desires, against your will and against what you want. But don't forget that on chesai, the krechts that I give b'shas maisa is leinistara. Why? Because his rabu on chesai v'libi davei. So the Rav Tov says pshatn posik, lehibitov em b'yakev, v'leiroam will be throw. When? When is that? Not everyone. When it's Hashem elekov imoy b'shas da'aveira. Shas da'aveira, it's Hashem elekov imoy. Even when he's doing da'aveira, he remembers there's a Rebbeinu Shalom of the world. And v'sruas melech b'sruas, it's from Loshon teroyeim b'shevet b'azol. He's tzibrochen, he's broken by the melech malchei ha'malachim. He doesn't do the Aveira b'shleimus. He can't do the Aveira b'shleimus because his heart doesn't let him because he remembers there's a Rebbeinu Shalom of the world. Then is lehibitov and biyakliv. That is pshat in the Sipurnu. Sipurnu tells us, chet ha'egel, of course chet ha'egel has tshuva. Of course Avodah Zarah has tshuva. When it's not done with the full heart. When there's a mokaim left. When it's not besimcha. When the person doesn't forget that there's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam. When a person forgets there's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam, then there's no help. Val Yisrael, the Erev Rav, was mechailos. That's cholera awesome. That's something simcha takes upon the whole person. The whole person gets niskarav by simcha. The whole person gets taken by simcha. If the whole person gets taken by simcha, then there's no hope. That's why he broke the luchos. It's a meridik limut of how a person has to live. There's a law in the Torah that says, al tifnu elo alilim. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Hilchos Shabbos. What does Altifnu el Alina mean? A Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Altifnu el Da'atchem. Don't forget there's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Remember always there's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I think there's a Moedikal Limud that a person has to remember. Everything that a person does, he has to have a Kava Mido. He has to have something to measure it. When I'm going to do this, when I'm going to enjoy myself, person's allowed enjoyment, every person will feed Dargosai. But when I'm going to enjoy myself, I am going to indulge myself in this enjoyment to a degree that it's going to be mechailos and I'm going to forget that there's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam on the world, or I'm not going to indulge myself so much and I'll remember the Rebbeinu Shel Olam on the world. That is the point that a person has to remember. If what he's going to do is going to take him to such a degree of enjoyment, such a degree that he will forget the whole world, that a person should not do. That a person is not allowed to do. A person is never allowed to put himself into a matzav of such kind of enjoyment, such kind of... He should be so engrossed in something that he should forget what's going on. There are times that a person takes a novel in his hand, and he can be yoyv al tifnu el midatchem. Because the person knows that when a novel gets into a person's hand and takes upon his whole house, it takes upon everything that he's thinking about, he can't be told, talked to anymore. He forgets the whole world around him. That's al tifnu el midatchem. Anything that a person does that causes him to be in a matziv, that he forgets completely from a Ribbono Shel Olam, that's when a person's in trouble. As long as a person's Hashem Elokav Imayu Truas Melech Bay, he can remember there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, then the Chet Oifen of Tshuva. That is the limit of Chet HaEgel. If there's Mechailos, if it's done with such a Simcha that takes upon the old person, that person forgets where he is on the world, then that's very bad. Let us learn at least that limit from Chet HaEgel. That when a person should always, at every point in life, remember that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world, and at least he should always have his heart with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he should always be broken-hearted that he does things that are connected to Ribbono Shel Olam's Ratzon, then the Ribbono Shel Olam will makabel us b'tshuva shleima, and we'll be zeiche b'karev mamash to binyan b'ayis ha'shlishi b'mehera b'yameinu.